Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host today. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how clarity and comedy are related, how they're first cousins. If you've just discovered this podcast, I'm really excited that you're here. And if you listened to this podcast before, I'm super happy that you're back. Regardless, we're here for one purpose and one purpose only is to help you become an elite communicator. Deliberate, consistent, clear, concise. This is difficult, but it's possible. And it's needed more than ever because we live in a world filled with noise. There's a lot of things competing for our attention. In our ability to connect with people with so much competition is difficult, but it's possible. And I've written a book called Brief, and that book is all about clear and concise communication. I wrote it 10 years ago. I wrote a book called Noise 5 years ago, which is about living and leading in a world where it's really hard to focus, a lot of distractions. That's our environment. And then an upcoming book coming out later this year called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And that's really around the need for working alone, taking time alone for yourself professionally, for many things, to think, to plan, to read, to review, to help you become a better communicator. You have to have time to think about it. And if you're always collaborating, you're always working, you're always on, and you don't have time in quiet, well, it's going to be hard to communicate better because there's no time to prepare. And in this episode, I'm really excited to talk about the connection between comedy and clarity because, and I've said this before many times in our courses at the Brief Lab, and also I think in a previous podcast have made this reference. We're going to go a bit deeper because there was an interview that I listened to recently that was shared by one of our instructors at the Brief Lab. And it was an interview with a guy named John Mulaney. And if you're not familiar with John Mulaney, he is a comedian. And he was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He's a stand-up comedian, quite successful. Pretty young guy. I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing he's like in his mid-30s. And many people find him very funny. And as a fun fact, as a side fact, I happen to know his dad. And I've worked with his dad years ago. I was on the board of directors of a nonprofit, and so was his father. His father is a lawyer, a very successful lawyer in Chicago. And one of the first stand-up routines that kind of set him off on a new path is John Mulaney told a joke about how he, when he was a kid, they were on vacation, and the kids in the family were bugging his dad to take him to McDonald's. And his dad resisted. It's funny because I know his dad. His dad's kind of, John is really funny. And his dad's kind of, he's kind of a straight-laced kind of guy. And his dad finally conceded. And he went to the drive-thru and he pulled up to the drive-thru. And the woman says, can I take your order? And his dad says, I would want like one large black coffee. And then got the coffee and drove off. And that was kind of like one of John Mulaney's early funny jokes. And he's written so many things for Saturday Night Live, and his stand-up comedy is really great, and he's hilarious. But this interview that was shared to me was noteworthy because it was his discovery and sharing in an interview with this, I don't know, reporter or is on a talk show of some sort, a defining moment in his career. So what I want to do right now is I want to play the interview for you. When you're listening to the interview, I want you to just pay close attention to the question in John Mulaney's answer and his discoveries along the way.
Was there a defining moment in your respective careers that tipped the scales towards you being confident in your ability to create engaging / relatable art? So the key to the whole question is defining moment.
So, well, what came to mind was not a moment of confidence, but I think in 2005, I was featuring, which is the middle set on a stand-up show at a club. There's an MC, a feature, and then the headliner. And I was at the Stress Factory in New Jersey, which is the name of a comedy club there. And I was bombing for two nights, really, really. And I did a lot of stuff down at Rafifi and in the East Village, and I felt like no, I felt like this is, I'm not so weird that this won't work on the road. I was taking a lot of material I'd worked out in alternative rooms and trying it at a club, and it was not going well. And this comedian who was headlining named Ross Bennett said to me after a show, he goes, "You're very funny, but these people have no time for your cleverness." And he goes, "Get to the point." And I realized that my premises were all kind of, I'm going to walk you towards an interesting little notion, as opposed to starting the bit with the premise, saying, "I don't like X. Now here's a bunch of reasons why."
So you took it as advice then. You really took it to heart.
Oh yeah, just that clarity is the most important thing, and some kind of little vignette that meanders that might land somewhere funny might not be what people want when they've gotten a babysitter and we're at the stress factory. And it felt like a good marriage. I didn't feel like I was abandoning my whole voice or something. It felt like a nice drive. Yeah.
And there you have it. That was so interesting. When I first watched this, I'm like, this is just great. It was just great to see the discovery that he made and how powerful it was. And I've watched this video repeatedly because I think there's a lot of goodness, and I thought I would want to share it with you. I think the primary reason why, as we dive into this podcast about being an intentional communicator, is that we need to know that people find us to be clear. We need to know that, not hope for it, assume it. Well, in comedy, the connection, first of all, is they're laughing. And in clarity, it's not that obvious. And that's one of the reasons why I want to bring these connections, that these two are very related to each other. And powerfully so. People like John Mulaney spend a lot of time thinking about how they're talking to people and what they're saying and are they funny, are they not funny? It's their craft. Communication is your craft. It's the tool that we use as professionals to work, is how we talk to people. And are you landing it? Are you not landing it? So I wanted to take you through and break that interview down for you, as I've done for myself, because I think there's a lot of meat here for us to think about as communicators that'll help us make not only make the connection between comedy and clarity, which I think is fascinating, but more importantly is how to learn from this interview the way he learned from it. Well, to start off in the interview, if you kind of go through it, the first thing is, you know, listen to the question. What a poor question. It was so poorly worded. It was so long-winded. It was so confusing that at the end of the question, there was a pause, and the audience laughed at the interviewer because the question didn't make any sense. And then he had to rephrase it. And the rephrase of the question really was, what was one of your defining moments as a comedian? Compare that question to the long, confusing one. All right. And I think the takeaway for us is, do I ask good questions? What are you currently struggling with in your position? What is one of the things that really helps you be more effective on projects versus these meandering, long, confusing, and obtuse kind of questions? So do I ask solid questions? Now I'm going to take you through a series of like observations and insights that I have, and maybe questions that you can ask yourself throughout the thing as I break down John Mulaney's discovery, where he's sharing his defining moment. Number one, first of all, right out of the gate, is he recognized that he was bombing. He wasn't just bombing one night, it was two nights he was bombing. And, you know, in comedy, I've heard that they call this dying. You're doing comedy, you're on a stage, and you're dying. You're bombing. He caught himself, you know, he recognized that he was bombing. Now, the question I want to ask yourself is, do you catch yourself when you're off? When you're confusing? When you're missing the mark? Do you even have a self-awareness or a sensitivity that you're bombing or you're off? That's the first question. The next is, you go, number two is he'd been practicing this material somewhere else in these, he called them like these small rooms, before he took it out on the road, you know, across the river into New Jersey at the Stress Factory, which I think is hilarious that they would call it a comedy called the Stress Factory. He'd been practicing it already. And working through the material. Now, you're in a leadership position. Maybe the question here is, do I prep and practice before I say things? I'm going to have a tough conversation with somebody. Am I having it for the first time with the person? I'm leading an initiative for an organization, and there's a lot of pieces to it. Am I getting out in front of it and saying it for the first time in a scattered way, or I practiced it or prepared it in advance so that I understand, you know, the material and what I'm trying to say and the order I'm trying to say it? Very, very important. He was practicing it. Number three, somebody told him, caught him, corrected him. That comedian pulled him aside and says, you know, I know why you're bombing, right? And that was critical. He knew he was bombing, but then somebody stepped in and said something to confirm it, and importantly, told him why. So the question for us is, who stops us? Who catches us? You know, who corrects us when we're off? You know, I say this in some of our courses. Every leader, every commander, every person I work with, they all think they're clear. In fact, they're convinced they're clear. And we know that that's not true. Comedians can sense when they're off and when they're bombing, for sure. But then somebody steps in and says something. Who's that person for you? Is it just you? Or do you interpret like maybe people nodding their heads like, I agree and I'm on board? Well, you know, that nodding loop could be fake and people could be being nice to you. You know, do you have any questions? No. Oh, okay, they understand what I'm saying. Well, how do you confirm understanding? In comedy, it's laughter. In clarity, it's not so obvious. Who's going to catch you, correct you, help you? Then, you know, number four, he recognized in this correction the root cause. He was taking too long to get to the point. He had this very meandering premise. Maybe we do the same thing. We get stuck in background and we give people all this context and they think the context is the point. And that was what the guy said to John. He's like, you know, get to the point. People don't have time for your cleverness. Well, for us, you know, are we allowing ourselves or letting ourselves slip into this, the, you know, let it meander while pushing the point downstream so we're getting to it, but I'm not there yet? He's like, get to the point. And then lastly, his big thing is clarity is the most important thing. That's what he said. Clarity is the most important thing. For comedians, that was his takeaway. And also for communication, for us as professionals, clarity is the most important thing. What are you saying? Do I bury my point? Do I bury my lead? What is it? What is it that I'm trying to say? In this podcast, it's about the connection, the close connection between comedy and clarity. Now, you wouldn't want me to bury that at the end. You'd want me to say that at the beginning. And that's what he figured out. Comedy and clarity are closely related. They're first cousins. And you see it. You just see it in that interview. It's brilliant. It's awesome. I can take so much away from that defining moment that I wanted to share it with you. And this is just one thing that you really want to look at. It's like, in the same way that a comedian practices his or her craft for effect, it's not an accident. It's intentional. It's deliberate. We as professionals need to look at ourselves in the same way. Are we clear? Not do we hope we are clear, or do we assume that we're clear in a vague sense? No, we need to know it. We'll go back to that interview and all those discoveries that he made along the way. I'm bombing, but I was practicing. Somebody told me, get to the point. Clarity is the most important thing. So you might not be funny, but you can always be clear and concise. Get to the point. That's the punchline. Just saying.